On the show today, we have Credit Unions for Kids' very own Nick Coleman and Blue Federal Credit Union's Lena Officer and PSCU's Adam Freeling talking about Project 2025, how Credit Unions for Kids is shifting to help credit unions fundraise in our new virtual environment. Check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we have a full house here. Hollywood Squares in the house, basically. And right below me is Mr. Nick Coleman from Credit Unions for Kids. Nick, how you doing, sir?
Wonderful. It's almost playoff baseball, so it's the best time of year.
That's right. And yeah, in a kind of a weird way, you're right. And sure, our sure. San Diego Padres will probably make the playoffs for the first time in 14 years, so we're pretty happy about that.
They're looking good. They're looking. Yeah. Maybe you'll meet the Cubbies in the playoffs this year. We'll see.
There we go. Now, that'll be a classic matchup for sure. All right, and then right next to me, we have Blue Federal Credit Union's Lena Officer. Lena, how are you?
I am good. Very exciting times. Miami Dolphins play tonight, and I'm hoping that they win.
That's right. Thursday night football. We're all watching for sure. All right. And then down in the bottom left-hand corner, right-hand corner, I never know with these things because it looks opposite when I record it. But anyway, right down there next to Nick, how about that, is Adam Friedling from PSCU. Adam, how are you, sir?
Hello. I'm doing well. My Florida Gators play this Saturday, so I'm quite excited for college football to be back.
Isn't it kind of cool to have sports back, as weird as it is, as weird as the setup is? It's kind of nice to have that. There's a little bit of normalcy going out there, so it's really good to have that back. But anyway, hey, let's talk about something equally, if not more cool than sports, which is Project 2025. And Nick, I'm going to let you go first. Give us a quick refresher on Project 2025, and then we'll dive into a few details, all right?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
Right away,
sir. We talked about it a couple times on your program, so folks might be familiar or remember a bit about it, but this began, it was, gosh, about like a year and a half ago, Credit Unions for Kids with our National Advisory Board had an idea to bring together a group of emerging leaders within the industry so that we could ideate, research, and collaborate on how the industry can continue to raise more funds and be innovative with their philanthropy. And what the outcome was absolutely perfect. We got together this group of 12 professionals within the industry that we worked with on a regular basis. We had monthly meetings. We met in person a couple of times. And I mean, it was remarkable. And eventually this group identified a couple of different key areas that we felt that the industry could improve on or at least focus on. And that was credit unions engaging their members, credit unions engaging employees, and finally just the general idea of uniting the industry around giving. And so with those three concepts in mind, the group went after it and came up with some really cool solutions. And of course, with the lens on Credit Unions for Kids, but I think there's some ideas that fit kind of the general idea of philanthropy anyway.
Right on. Yeah. And this is always such a good thing for, and such a great message, especially when credit unions are kind of the foundation of it all. So you just can't lose in this situation if we're going with the sports analogies and sports metaphors and things like that. So, and one other question here, Nick, is so how will Project 2025 help shape the future of fundraising in the credit union industry? What do you have in mind here for this?
Well, it definitely will. While, and not exactly aligned with Project 2025, but kind of aligned within a while, we were working with these folks. We worked with Seaman Hospitals and Credit Unions for Kids partnered with Filene on a state of giving in the industry. And we learned a lot of interesting things on how the industry has in the past successfully completed their social impact or their philanthropic work, and also some opportunities on where they might be faltering. And so we've used those, and we've identified a couple of those things that this group had, because of that research, had kind of involved into their work. But it's the concept of just being more transparent with funds and fundraising that you're doing, being able to communicate and tell your story better to your community, showcasing that impact more successfully, aggregating and actually utilizing your data as well when it comes to fundraising. We know credit unions do a lot of these things really well separately, but it's time to be more strategic when it comes to fundraising and that social impact work. And some of the concepts that these folks like Adam and Lena, who are two of the participants in Project 2025 that they have worked on, I think will really help enhance credit union fundraising in the future.
Indeed. All right. Nice segue, Nick, for that. So I'm turning to Lena and Adam for the next question here. So what was the experience like as a participant of Project 2025? And Lena, I'm going to let you go first.
Awesome. So, I mean, the experience was incredible. I was just excited to be a part of something that I knew would have such a huge impact to children's lives. The other piece is it was just eye-opening to meet the other emerging professional leaders in this group and see the talent that they brought to this project. And the last piece is it was impactful. I mean, it changed the way that I viewed philanthropy and how I can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And we also built lifelong friendships. And so we're going to continue to move forward and help each other grow and look for opportunities in the future to impact the world.
So. And having it come from a credit union too. I mean, the credit union perspective, it just makes it that much sweeter, I would think, you know? So that's really, really cool. Adam, I want to get your perspective on this as well.
Yeah, thank you. Like Lena said, it was definitely an honor and a privilege. So I'm thankful. A friend of the show, Andrea Rusnak, a peer of mine, nominated me for this. And so I'm thankful that PSU empowered me to be a part of this. And I was able to make lifelong friends, talk to people across the country about how the next generation can promote the, you know, credit union philosophy of people helping people and the importance of credit union for kids and, you know, why credit unions kind of wrap their arms around this cause.
Indeed. And a big shout out to Andrea. If anybody knows Andrea, oh my gosh, she is definitely a proponent of pushing you beyond your boundaries. So kudos to Andrea out there for getting you involved in this, Adam. So well done. And I'm going to stick with you guys here. So why are you guys so excited about the concepts your team has created? Lena, I'll let you go first again on this one.
I'm excited for these concepts because they're tangible and they're real and they can be easily implemented in the industry and in credit unions. And so we really wanted to make sure that these concepts made sense and they weren't just far-fetched to the point where they couldn't be implemented. Mm-hmm. And we have done so much research and focused so much on making sure that this would be a smooth and easy transition for all of the touch points involved to make a difference for credit union for kids and Siemens hospitals, that I'm confident if anyone were interested today in doing this, we could get it done.
Right on. Right. Can you divulge a little bit about the concepts as well, just to kind of give us a scope of what you guys are doing?
Yeah, for sure. So there were three subcommittee groups that were focused on three different ways that we could focus on future philanthropic efforts. And so Adam and I were actually a part of the Industry Partners Project. So we focused on creating an interactive website hub where we could showcase the impact that industry partners are having with Credit Union for Kids. And so that's where Nick was talking about being more transparent with donation dollars and being able to help industry partners see what they're donating to the hospitals and credit union for kids. The other two ideas had to do with advocating for credit union for kids. So helping credit unions find advocates within their credit unions to be partners with credit union for kids. Mm-hmm. And then the third one was a call to action with e-branch call centers. And so I'm asking in a recorded marketing campaign to donate dollars while they're on hold with the contact center.
Right on, right on. And Adam, what is it? How is it to, I want to get your take on it. And then I'm going to ask there's a second part of the question, like PSEU's involvement in all of this as well, but give me your take on the concepts as well.
Like Lena said, it's definitely, we looked at three areas and how we can make this easy to implement without making it arduous or necessarily reinventing a wheel. So fundraising has been successful, but what can we do to take to the next level? What can we do to bring in technology, make it easier to access data, tell the stories? So if you can start with your employees, they can then tell the story to your members, and then it kind of is that snowball effect, and then you're out there sharing the good work your credit union or your CUSA like PSU is doing to help CU for kids across the country.
Yeah, what is PSCU's involvement here, other than participating? So are you guys in it in any other form or fashion, or just as participants?
We participated, and we, as a company, helped over the summer do a first responder campaign. So we raised money for first responders,
okay. And
also directly donated a percentage to the five hospitals across our, where we have offices and serve our communities.
Mm-hmm. And Nick, I'm going to come back to you. What do you think the impact of these concepts will have on philanthropy movement? Because this is kind of like philanthropy 2.0 or the digital way of doing things nowadays that we're also used to now. What's the impact do you think this will have on philanthropy, especially for credit unions?
Well, it's so important that
Credit unions are cooperatives, as we all know. And so much of it is being able to tell that impactful story on how credit unions are collectively raising funds, because they're doing it so well, but oftentimes it's not reported on websites, or it's not even included in annual reports or whatever it might be. And so we think a lot of it is going to stem from just continuing to showcase the industry that it's important to be communicating that. And that's where I think all these solutions will work. But like Lena was saying, and Adam as well, while like we had a focus on credit unions for kids, like the lens was credit unions for kids as we worked on these projects, the concept of creating an advocate program where if we could get every credit union eventually to have one person internally that was agreed to participate in this like national group where you could network and collaborate with peers, and like then together we can forecast and showcase fundraising as well as share best practices. That's so powerful. And I'd love to see the industry move that direction. And like the call center fundraising concept too, we've noticed that there are credit unions that have already started moving towards online and mobile banking fundraising. But so this one feels, I don't know if outdated is the right word, but while this one doesn't maybe feel as innovative, there hasn't been like that kind of engagement for philanthropy when it comes to call center fundraising. So we see that shift. And then of course, I love the concept of an interactive map where members in the credit union community can click on a map. For CMN Hospital, if you would click on like a hospital on the hospital market icon, and it up could be shown a patient story impact document on where funds go, how much fundraising credit unions that community raised. There's just some really powerful concepts that will help continue to allow credit unions to raise more funds, but then also take advantage of the business reason to do it, which is building affinity with your employees, with your member, with your community. And that while no credit unions hate to be selfish and consider it strategically that way, there is a lot of value in doing that.
Indeed. No, yeah. Stories are what make the world go around for sure. That's what connects us all. And the other thing that I was thinking about as well, Nick, was like, it almost sounds like you guys are gamifying it as well. I hate to use gamify and philanthropy in the same sentence, but that's all I can think of right now. But it sounds like that's what you kind of do. Maybe there's a small bit of competitiveness. If they're doing that, then maybe we should do that as well. Maybe we should up our game in this area. So is that what you guys are shooting for as well? Subliminally?
I don't know if that is like the first thing we think of, but that is at least an underlying benefit of it. But I would say, I mean, I've seen when I've talked to credit unions, and oftentimes I'll go to communities where credit unions partner together to fundraise for the local children's hospital. And always those concepts are to gamify their fundraising in a fun way. It's setting up cornhole tournaments or golf events. All those are kind of gamifying it, but there's also more unique ways. And we're certainly going to continue finding the right way to do that virtually in the future.
Right on, right on. What's next? What's next, guys? What do you guys have on the docket next? Lena, Adam, what's next? What's coming down the turnpike?
I don't know. It's so exciting to think, though, that there are opportunities to brainstorm and do even more good. And I'm confident that this group's going to continue to work together for future endeavors. Yeah.
I agree. I think this is just scratching the surface. Do you feel that as well, Adam? Because, I mean, they're just...
Oh, absolutely. I think we've made a pact to definitely stick together, the group of 12, and obviously be inclusive to add in more, but we're definitely thinking of other ideas, and we definitely want to make sure that Project 2025 leaves a lasting impression and can help the movement and continue to raise funds this year and going forward.
Right on.
And Adam, along with some other members in Project 2025, are also brainstorming some new fun ideas for the industry, which I won't get into yet, but next steps are definitely launching these concepts and continuing to ideate and make them better. But also, Mike, next year is a huge year for credit unions for kids. I'm not sure if you put it together, but we're at 25 years of the program being around. So we're going to be celebrating all year with credit unions. We've already raised $200 million in 24 years, and we're excited to continue that great success.
Well done. Oh my gosh. Well, it's going to be fun. All right. Yeah. Something to look forward to. Thanks for the teaser. All right.
So absolutely.
We're ready for it. We're competitive too.
So
yeah.
Good stuff. Absolutely. Right on. So yeah. And Nick, and what else, I mean, what else is going to happen with 2025? I mean, where are you going to take it next? Cause these guys you're certainly on the right track. I mean, this is,
yeah, well, it's holding Adam, Lane, and the other participants accountable to being involved in helping us make this program better and better. But I mean, I think the concept of this advocate program really, it aligns so closely with what Project 2025 was, just on a bigger scale. And so I'd like to see that one take off pretty quickly. And I'd like to bring more folks into the social impact space and allowing the industry to really work together in a cooperative way around it. And people from California to New York and in between are working together to make a difference and growth.
Good stuff. Well, you guys are making a difference, whether you know it or not, but I think you are big time in a big way. So thank you so much for being on today. Congrats on the success already. I can't wait to hear more in Credit Unions for Kids' 25th year or anniversary next year. So I'm waiting for bigger and better things. So, all right, guys, anything else to add? Any final words of wisdom here?
Just a thank you to you, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Lena, Adam, any final words of wisdom here from you guys?
No, just thank you so much for this opportunity to share what we've been doing.
You're welcome. All righty. Adam?
Likewise. Thank you very much. And for the listeners, make sure you check out the CU for Kids website and learn more.
Check stuff out for sure. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. Above all, be healthy, be safe, okay?
All right. Bye.
Well done, guys.